Justice Department says James Biden associate conspired to defraud Medicare. By Wendell Hasebo on March 19, 2024. A Justice Department, DOJ, filing on Friday accused James Biden's associate and Mississippi businessman, Keaton Langston, of conspiring to defraud Medicare. The filing is likely to increase scrutiny on James Biden and perhaps President Joe Biden. The filing targets the lucrative AmeriCorps deal in which the SEC accused AmeriCorps Hospital in Pennsylvania to be a part of a scheme to defraud Medicare. Both Langston and James Biden were involved with AmeriCorps. James helped AmeriCorps with regulatory approvals to acquire the Pennsylvania hospital while also working to secure overseas investors, Politico previously reported. In September, the Securities and Exchange Commission accused one of Jim Biden's business partners of fraud related to loans to the company, allegations the business partner has denied. Meanwhile, the Justice Department found that AmeriCorps Hospital in Pennsylvania entered into sham service agreements and paid kickbacks as part of a scheme that billed the government for medically unnecessary lab tests the hospital shipped out to be performed elsewhere. Those actions are at the center of the federal prosecution of a $100 million conspiracy to defraud Medicare that has netted a guilty plea from the recipient of the kickbacks and, according to a person familiar with the case, remains ongoing. During James Biden's interview with the House impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden, James Biden distanced himself from Langston by claiming he had no role in the scheme and was not involved in any entities with Langston. However, Politico reported that Joe Biden's name and inner circle were more involved with the company than has been understood and that investor materials describe Jim Biden as an advisor to his older brother. In addition, James Biden received a $200,000 loan from AmeriCorps based on his association with Joe Biden. And on the same day, James cut Joe Biden a $200,000 check, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, said in October. In 2018, James Biden received $600,000 in loans from AmeriCorps, a financially distressed and failing rural hospital operator. According to bankruptcy court documents, James Biden received these loans based upon representations that his last name, Biden, could open doors and that he could obtain a large investment from the Middle East based on his political connections. On March 1, 2018, AmeriCorps wired a $200,000 loan into James and Sarah Biden's personal bank account, not their business bank account. And then on the very same day, James Biden wrote a $200,000 check from this same personal bank account to Joe Biden. James Biden wrote this check to Joe Biden as a loan repayment. AmeriCorps, a distressed company, loaned money to James Biden, who then sent it to Joe Biden. Even if this was a personal loan repayment, it's still troubling that Joe Biden's ability to be paid back by his brother depended on the success of his family's shady financial dealings. James Biden denies the $200,000 check he gave Joe Biden was due to a pre-existing business relationship. He insists the money was a return payment for money Joe Biden lent him. Comer said Sunday the impeachment inquiry might produce criminal referrals to the DOJ but did not name any specific individuals. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.